we're trying to form a new party, which is, we have learned from what you've been gone through before, especially the current government at the moment. They are shortfalls in concern with leadership and all that. So we had no accountability, no transparency to some extent. So we decided to form a new party. And its name is Party Langa Whanua Matiwa, or Action Party for the Poor.
Does this mean that party politics is really starting to become part of the Tongan Parliament, that people are going to start looking at political parties rather than just as individuals, which it's been kind of like that for a while now? Is it starting to change?
Yes, definitely we're trying to change that. I mean, we have to do with it because there's no legal party, and we just call ourselves as party. But we don't, in Tonga, there's no political party, election and all that. But we are working on it. That's what, that's one thing we have to do. We could try to, make it a party instead of, independent. And it's okay. But, for us, it's not yet. And that's one thing we decided when we first formed the party, that we unite, which is stronger, much stronger than any other party standing, independently. That's what we are going to do.
The Action for the Poor Party has claimed the former Minister of Finance, Independent MP Isaki Eke, as a member. But he says that's not true. He's staying an independent candidate. But he says he's not surprised that there seems to be a move towards political parties being formed in Tonga.
I think it seems to be, that the people see, this is a merit of having some grouping or political party as a platform for approaching or getting members, and also have some sort of clarity as far as policy, what they're standing for as far as election, also for government. I think that is, is good. I mean, this has been discussed before, but I think it needs to be discussed again. In the future, whether we should move. But this is a question of when, and what sort of political party system we should use. But has been the case in the previous, since the elections, and also in the political decision started in 2010, that political parties issue pop up. And I think it's an issue.
We have a snap election coming up. Are the politicians ready for this?
Yes, we already have the announcement of the names of the candidates standing for the snap elections. And I think there are, people who are actually having their informal groups like this one that they made the announcement last year. But also at the same time, people stand on their own. But at the same time, they discuss, we see some of the other party, informal party, they call themselves quote first. They approach me and discuss, but they say, I'm still independent. But we see, there are some common grounds. For example, they have the Christian principles, that they would like to, establish as the guiding principle for their work, the politicians, and that is what they value. But so that's kind of thing. I know we have it formal discussions among ourselves, but again, there are, it's quite obvious now, I think, this is in this part, Democratic Party, and also this one, are now coming out publicly and proclaim themselves as a political party for the elections coming up.